What's up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or You Love Ernest, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. Almost forgot my own dang podcast name. It's crazy. Anyways, I'm here to do a review for the latest album, latest collab album from Blue and Shafiq Hussein with Out of the Blue. Now, Blue and Shafiq, two of my favorite artists in general, two artists that I've reviewed and talked about and praised plenty of times on this podcast here. So if you're an avid listener, you should be at least familiar with, if you're not familiar with who they are because you still haven't checked them out, you should at least be familiar with me talking about these two gentlemen. So they have a joint album that's out, and of course I had to listen to it and of course share my thoughts here. This is going to be another week where I start off with the pros as far as me reviewing an album. So some of the pros being that I thought that the rapping on this thing for the most part was pretty dope, and I feel like there's a lot of dope rappers in the West Coast. You know, it's just, this is not a revelation. This is nothing new. Blue being one of those dope rappers from the West Coast. Shafiq does a little bit of rapping here and there. He didn't do any of it on this album, at least. But nonetheless, he's pretty nice. But Blue is definitely one of the more familiar, especially when it comes to the underground. And there was a lot of more underground cats on here, again, from the West Coast, that displayed just dope flows, dope rhyming, and just continue on this. Yeah, sure, maybe mainstream wise the West Coast is not as popping as it was back in the 90s, you know, Dre, Snoop Dogg, NWA, you know, then you had Dog Pound, and then you had a bunch of other cats as well that made the West Coast, and these were, you know, some of these guys were lyrical as well, but they pretty much made it, put the West Coast on the map. A lot of these guys that now that you're hearing, whether it's on this album here or just West Coast artists in general, you're not gonna know them like you know a Daz or a Corrupt or Snoop Dogg, right? You're not gonna know these names per se. But that does not mean that the talent isn't there. In fact, and that I would say that a lot of the underground hip-hop scene out there in Los Angeles, California, or just the West Coast in general, a lot of those great talents, you know, are better than some of the greats. Not all of them, but a lot of the talents are better at, you know, rhyming than some of our favorite West Coast artists, West Coast rap artists. I just had to say that, you know, I just felt compelled to mention that on here as well. I'm not trying to do a compare or contrast, but I'm going to bring up today's West Coast music and compare it to someone who is no longer here with us but was out of the West Coast, Nipsey Hussle, and why I feel as though he garnered the mainstream success that he did, as far as just being a name within the mainstream, let me put it that way, compared to, again, a Blue, a Shafiq Hussein, or any of the other various voices on here who are talented rap artists, you know. And when I mention Nipsey Hussle, it's because of a point that I have here on this album where I feel like some of the boredom that I had with this album here is, it is your typical West Coast album made by your typical West Coast underground or independent, whatever you want to call it, artists. The themes are, if you look, it's honestly like, how many times can I hear any West Coast artist, not just Blue, but any West Coast artist say, I'm from LA. I grew up in this hood and we used to gangbang. I grew up either around gangbangers or I used to be a gangbanger myself. I smoke weed, or we got the best weed. The weather here is great. The women here are great. Yada, yada, yada. We got beef with the cops. The cops here are corrupt. LAPD is the biggest gang in the whole dang country. Now, these are things that, of course, people... like, these are things that are very synonymous with LA and LA culture and LA gang culture, LA hip-hop culture, in general, the West Coast in general. So these are things, even if artists like a Blue or a Shafiq Hussein or any artist for that matter were to branch off and talk about certain things that is different from these various topics, people are still going to associate LA especially, but the West Coast, with gangbanging, weed, corrupt police, and just violence and sex and drugs, right? That's just what it is. That's all of rap. But when you think about West Coast rap, these are the things that's going to come to mind, because these have been the themes of West Coast artists from the 90s, West Coast artists in the 2000s, and West Coast artists now. My big issue comes in is when I'm like, I've been listening to various artists from this place say the same thing for over 30 years. Now, when I say for over 30 years, I'm talking about myself. But there are artists who've been rapping as long, from the West Coast, who's been rapping as long as I've been alive, and they're still talking about the same old stuff. So that over 30 years applies to those artists, but it's mainly applying to me as an individual, as a person who's been listening to this gangster rap or West Coast just hip hop since I was a kid, you know? Obviously it got more when I got older and I was able to expose myself more to this type of music, but nonetheless, it's over. If it hasn't been a full 30 some years, it's been at least half. It's been at least 15 plus years, and even then, that's still, to me, a long time for various artists to continue to talk about the same old stuff. I feel like I know LA like the back of my hand, simply because I've learned everything about Los Angeles and Los Angeles culture, whether it be gang culture, hip hop, whatever, simply because of all the music I've listened to over the years from these artists who say the same thing over and over again. Now, I brought up Nipsey Hussle. Yes, he's talked about his upbringing. Yes, he's talked about, again, gang banging and all that stuff. But I feel as though the reason why Nipsey Hussle was one who was able to pretty much get fandom outside of his hood is because, well, there's a number of reasons, but one of the reasons, if we're talking within the music, Nipsey didn't always focus on, okay, the West Coast. This is how I grew up. This is my hood. This is what we do. We wear these colors here. This, that, and the third, right? He was about elevating outside of... he was obviously about doing for his community and all of that stuff. But he was about telling listeners to elevate and move on from, you know, the with their upbringing and just growing and being better individuals, expanding their horizons in every sense of the word or the phrase that, you know, you want to take it. That's what Nipsey was about within his music. And I feel as though because of that, you had people who weren't from the West Coast and from the West Coast that was able to relate to it and feel it and all this other stuff. Now, I'm not going to act like I was the biggest fan of of Nipsey's Hustle music per se as far as the sound, but thematically wise, I can say that he's a West Coast artist that didn't need to remind everybody, hey, I'm from the West and this is how we get down. He didn't need to do that in every single album or every single song, simply because he lived that. Man, he betrayed that himself. And I'm not saying that, you know, artists like Blue or just all these other artists who get on his albums, when they do that, that they're just faking the funk and they're trying to paint a picture. Maybe some of them are. I don't know a lot of these cats personally. Another pro about this album, or just Blue albums in general, he tends to introduce me to a lot of new names. There's a lot of folks that he works with, especially within the underground, that, you know, I've heard once or twice here and there, or it's my first time listening to them, you know. And like I was stating before, these are a dope artist. These people are dope on a mic. I don't want to make it seem as though, because I'm personally, as a fan, I'm bored of hearing the same old, this is LA and this is what LA is like, from Los Angeles artists or West Coast artists. Simply because I'm saying that I'm bored of hearing that doesn't mean that these rappers can't rap. It doesn't mean that, you know, because they can talk about other things as well. The disappointment comes because it's like, I know you can do something more than just, I'm tough because I'm come from this background. I know you can do more than that. I've heard you do more, Blue, and or I've just heard other artists do more. And in fact, when there's an artist who that Blue introduced me to in a way, and then I hear them back again, I hear them come from a different standpoint. If they came from the standpoint from, this is my hood and this is how I grew up and yada, 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 now they're coming from it from a different type of approach where it doesn't seem like it's glorifying how they grew up or just LA culture in general. It's coming from a place of, and you can say what they're doing on here comes from a place of pride and appreciation. I don't want to take that away from them, because I do feel as though a big reason as to why a lot of West Coast artists still feel the need to remind us what LA is like. You know, I think at this point, if you've been listening to West Coast artists as long as I have, whether it be West Coast, like within, you know, LA or the Bay, if you don't know what either of life, what life is over there, and you've been listening to them as long as I have, you haven't really been listening to the music. Because like I said, I feel like I know these places from the back of my hand at this point, because it's the same old stuff that people keep talking about. I'm not saying I'm going to now go to these places and act cocky and act like I own the streets and I know what it is. No, absolutely not. But what I am saying is I'm not going to be oblivious to it because of all the education over the years, the same old education over the years that I've gotten from the music, from these people who live in these places. That's all I'm saying. But to the getting back to the point what I was making before, you can, and they meaning Blue and the other various artists on this album, you can come at it from a different angle. That was done very little, and that was done toward the end. And had that been more so of this album, I would have given it a higher rating, possibly, obviously, if the music sounded well. But that was another thing that I just wish was done more on this album was, okay, we get it, you're from LA. We get it, you either gangbang or you was around gangbang. We get it. We get that, you know, weed is a big part of your culture down there. We get that. We get the weather is, you know, a big part about it as well, and beaches and all that stuff and the whole LA scenery. Beautiful, by the way. I get that. You know what I'm saying? I get all of that. I get, you know, the style, what you wear, all this other stuff. I get all of that. I get the whole warnings of, watch what you say and watch what you do. Watch where you're going. You will get robbed here. Trust me, I know. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to learn that firsthand to know that. Thank God. But I know. I know. But within the music, as a fan, as a connoisseur of this sound, I would like to see some difference, especially when, if you've been listening to this stuff since the 90s or at least the 2000s, and it seemed as though it's the same stuff that it's being, same stuff, different artists. That's why when you hear artists from the West Coast, like a Nipsey Hussle, it seemed like it was a breath of fresh air in the sense that, yeah, when he first came out, it was that West Coast style that, you know, a lot of, I said it, you know, with his song Hustle in the House. I was like, yo, I've been missing this sound for a long time. But he changed since then. And he didn't forget where he was from. He simply made music that was much more than I gangbang, I smoke weed, and this is what we do out here. And, you know, again, if you're from the West Coast, that could be something that you're taking pride in, and just your culture and how you grew up, and, you know, because it sounds rough, and it probably still is rough. I'm not even gonna say it probably still is rough. Probably, I mean, it is rough down in the West Coast still. And being able to survive that for X amount of years, knowing how rough things are down there, that is definitely something that anybody, whether you are artist and music artist or not, anybody should be proud of surviving and getting through the day-to-day down there. But if you are an artist, especially an artist, I'm not saying any of these, you know, voices on here, you know, care about being typecasted or whatever, but if you're an artist and you don't want to be typecasted, if you're an artist and you want to branch out or at least be acknowledged for more than just the West Coast artist that talks about West Coast stuff, you got to do it within your art. You have to do it within your art. And Blue has done it before, which is why I know he can do it. Shafiq Hussein has done it plenty of times before, which is how I know he can do it as well. But I feel as though, and I didn't listen to the other projects they had together, but I feel as though when they get together, they just want to make, you know, your typical West Coast rap album, which is fine if that's what they want to do whenever they get together and they make projects together. I'm just coming from a fan standpoint. No matter how many different albums you make or mixtapes or projects, and put it that way, how many different projects you make, if they all gonna sound like this, then, you know, it's kind of disappointing. Kind of disappointing, meaning that, again, if they're all just gonna sound like your typical West Coast album with the same old West Coast themes, the same old West Coast sounds when it comes to certain beats and all this other stuff, you know, yeah. There's only so much you... Some people, this is all they listen to, I believe. And maybe those are the fans that are being fed when these projects come out. And as much of a fan I am of the West Coast sound, and I'll always be of the West Coast sound and just West Coast hip-hop artists, I have it here in my notes as well. I should have mentioned this earlier. I feel like some of the best flows in rap and hip-hop are artists from the West Coast. Some of the best flows I've heard and just hip hop in general were West Coast artists, and I don't ever want to take that away from the West Coast at all. But as much as been listening to this sound, I would like to hear something different. You know, I would like to hear some growth when it comes to the sound, when it comes to the themes. You can still talk about police brutality or just gang relations. You can still talk about race relations being an issue still there, and LA or just California, the West Coast in general, you can still talk about these things without having to sound like a record that came out in the 90s from artists who weren't even rapping in the 90s. And as I'm saying it, it's like, well, maybe because things haven't really changed there in LA and the West Coast, unfortunately, that some of the same stuff that you heard growing up going on down there is still going on, to the point where people are still talking about it in a sense. But then I think there's a moment on this album where they got a voice, I forget who was speaking, but some dude was like, oh, these Crips look different now. They wear more red than the Bloods now. So things have changed, just not to the ultimate, you know, it's not night and day, I guess, but things have changed down there. And, you know, I'm going to bring up Danny Brown. I didn't review this album yet because it's an older one, or at least older in the sense that it came out last year. But on his last album, he's got a song called Jen's Terrific Vacation. Pretty much a play on the words gentrification. On that album, though, I'm not going to give away everything, but on that album, or at least with that song, he was pretty much talking about old Detroit versus Detroit now. Now, maybe these LA hasn't changed as much as Detroit probably has over the years. But there's a way where you can connect the old versus the current. And maybe that was done on this album. I can tell you right now, the only thing that I feel as though was a connection was the weed love. You know what I'm saying? The weed smoke or just, you know, all that other stuff. Everything else just sounded like I grew up this way, or, you know, this is what I saw again when I was growing up. You know, I just saw a text that said, let's run away. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? That ain't, y'all don't hear from me. I ran away. But anyways, this review has gone on long enough. I found myself going down a lane that I honestly didn't think I was going to go down, to be honest with you. I do have favorite tracks, but before I get into that, obviously I have to give you my rating. I do give this a 6 out of 10. You know, like I said, the biggest disappointing about this album, other than it being two of my favorite artists right now that didn't necessarily make music that I like, or at least not on here, is I just felt like they didn't add anything new to the genre of hip hop, especially the subgenre of West Coast hip hop. There was nothing new done here. But there were definitely moments on here where it was like, yes, please, more of this would have made this album more enjoyable. Or more of this on the next time y'all get together. Because I love when Blue and Shafiq Hussein get together. I love when they solo stuff. But I love when they get together and they work. You know what I'm saying? But as I stated before, I feel like a lot of their projects sound like this. So it's like, I don't necessarily even have to go back. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. And by God, I'm hoping I'm wrong. But, you know, I feel like a lot of their albums or a lot of their projects feel like or just sound like, okay, West Coast hard beat. West Coast rapper talking about the same old West Coast shit that every West Coast rapper talks about. Nothing new. Nothing new at all. So, we'll get into a commercial break and then we'll get into my favorite tracks. Stay tuned. So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well. And I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. All right, back with my favorite tracks, and I have three. So following on with the theme, the new theme, ranking them from, I guess, least favorite to most favorite, even though they're all favorite. Let's start with the number three. The number three song of my favorite tracks is the song Roll Up. Now, I don't smoke weed. I am not a weed connoisseur. This isn't the only song about weed that, or weed reference that I like. You know, I think that the overall vibe of this song and just numerous songs as well, but we're here to talk about this song here, Roll Up. I love the vibe. I love the sound. I love the various voices on here. You know, shout out to my girl Jamita Rose again. As I stated in the past before, my West Coast dreams, my dreams of living on the West Coast, because this is coming from me, even though it probably sounded harsh, like, oh, he's dogging you, big goose. Some of y'all might be taking that first part of me dogging the West Coast. None of that. I'm just saying I grew up. I grew up, and as I've grown up and grown older, a lot of what used to appeal me about LA or just California doesn't appeal to me anymore. That's what I'm saying. But what is appealing is when you have these various down-to-earth dope artists who from LA, who seem to get along and make great music together, and it's just a beautiful vibe that they create within the music, and you can see it within the videos, you can see it within, you see them together wherever. That's just a beautiful, nice vibe down there that they have. And as I've stated before, they live in a part of LA, wherever they live in that, that's the part I wouldn't want to live in if I were to stay in California. But nonetheless, Roll Up is a dope song. One of the more pleasing songs. In fact, I want to say two out of the three, at least, but all three, I would say, of my favorite songs are my favorite songs on this album, because it just sounded much, it was good, but it sounded a lot different than what was on the rest of this album. Number two, we have Colorful. Colorful, although theme-wise, is almost on the same vein as the rest of this album. I do give it credit because it was branching off into what I was saying in the base review. Pretty much, I want more than just, hey, this is LA. There's Bloods, Crips, Killer Cops, and racism and weed here. Like, you know, I wanted more than that. I wanted something more than that. And Colorful was of that, but then it was like, this is how we feel about it. This is with how we go about living this life. We have this here, but we don't want to just be known for these things. Or, you know, it's systematic. You know, things are like this because of the type of environment that was going on here within the West Coast. Give me more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, just give me more than just, hey, we have Bloods, we have Crips, we have Killer Cops, weed, and racism here. Like I said, like, give me much more than that. We got gang banging and all this other, like, again, stuff I already know. from watching documentaries, from talking to people out actually out there, from, you know, seeing it, from actually listening to it within the music. Like, it's stuff that I know. Please give me something different, because I know y'all can. I know y'all can talk about, y'all can still convey the messages you want to convey. Still give me something different. And I thought Colorful did that well enough on this album. The number one, it's going to sound pretty contradictory, but the song We Bang. Now, We Bang is definitely pretty much on the vein of, this is West Coast. This is what we do out here. You know what I'm saying? We gang bang, and this is part of our culture. And as I stated during the bass review, one can listen to this album and get West Coast pride. And I get that. But if you're going to apply that within this album, I feel as though it's only fair to apply that same mentality to the numerous of other West Coast artists or West Coast albums from the numerous of other West Coast artists who've made the same type of album. Simple as that. If it can't apply to them, but it applies to here, I would want to know why. But again, the We Bang is actually a dope produced song. I love the whole G-Funk vibe to it. Obviously, a West Coast vibe and everything else about it was pretty much dope. And I'm not saying get away from the old. I'm not saying get away from your roots and all of that stuff. But do something more, because I know you're capable of doing more. So, yeah. Those are my thoughts. Those are my favorite tracks. And that's my entire thoughts about this album from Blue and Shafiq Hussein, Out of the Blue. Once again, if you haven't listened to this album, I encourage you to check it out and make your own mind up. If you have listened to this album, I would love to know your thoughts. You can do so by sending in a voice message. Hit the link in the description box below. You will be able to find where and how you can send a voice message. Or you can just find me on Instagram, which can also be found in the description box below. Hit me up on Instagram, comment, message, however you see fit to get your point across. Just be respectful about it, per usual. Check out the other links in the description box below, ways you can support me. PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, other support links. But a simple sharing, a simple rating, and a subscribe to the podcast. These are ways that support as well, and they're greatly appreciated. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.